Governor Walker is asking for disaster designations for fruit growers and maple syrup producers. If approved, they could receive federal assistance. Earlier this year, the one-two punch of early warm springtime weather, followed by several nights of frost, clobbered many Wisconsin fruit crops, including apples. Tom Ferguson is the president of the Wisconsin Apple Growers Association. He says overall, state apple growers lost 70% to 80% of their crop.
This is a year we're probably going to need a little help. It's a long time. It means almost two full years. Between crops, and that's going to take a little doing to try to make it that long.
Governor Walker is also asking for a disaster designation for maple syrup producers in 14 counties in mostly northern Wisconsin. Late February's winter thaw, followed by cold April temperatures, made for poor conditions to tap sap from maple trees. Gretchen Grape is the executive director of the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers Association. She says the spring was the worst she and her husband have seen in their over 50 years in the business.
Any funding would be greatly appreciated, I'm sure. I know we normally make 300 to 400 gallons a year, and we only made like 50 or 60. So that's why I'm classifying ours as a total disaster.
Before Wisconsin fruit growers and maple syrup producers can apply for help, USDA field agents will inspect areas in the state to help U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack decide whether to approve Governor Walker's disaster designation requests. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.